If You Wish. That's the title for today's program. I am Gary Zimek. Today is June the 30th. Thank you so much for stopping by. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 5 minutes. I love this gospel we're going to read today from Matthew chapter 8. This is an important one. If you have ever been in a situation where, man, you are just up against it and you need an absolute miracle from the Lord, I think you're going to benefit from hearing this gospel. It's not overly long. It's pretty straightforward, pretty easy for me to read. I had quite a marathon yesterday with the readings for Saints Peter and Paul. But today we have a relatively short gospel, but a powerful one, one of my favorites. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I will do it. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. If you wish, you can make me clean." You know what that is, don't you? That is an expression of faith. And, you know, sometimes I think we get confused between faith and feelings. You can exercise your faith and not feel it. You can exercise your faith even though your stomach is queasy and you're kind of iffy about the whole thing. You can choose to say, "Jesus, I believe you can do this." You don't have to feel it. And I think the more you do that, the more you get used to saying, "Lord, if you wish, you can heal me." That's a statement of fact. And what's very interesting in this case, when the leper approached, paid homage to the Lord, and didn't really ask for anything. He said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Just that expression of faith alone seems to have moved the heart of Jesus so much that Jesus replied, "I do will it. Be made clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. I think every one of us today has something we need, some need in our life. You might need a miracle. You might be up against it, what appears to be an impossible or hopeless situation. No matter how we feel, every one of us has the ability to turn to the Lord. You know, it might be the situation, the state of the country, the state of the world, state of the church, whatever you look at and you say, "Wow, this is a mess. I don't know how this is ever going to be fixed." But if you have one of those situations in your life, and I think you can, if we work hard enough, we don't have to think too long about coming up with one. Even if you just flip on the news, go on the internet, every one of us has the ability to turn to the Lord and say, "Lord, if you wish, you can heal this. You can fix this. Please help, Lord." That is a strong expression of faith. "Lord, if you wish, you can increase my faith so that I can choose to believe in you more. If you wish, Lord, you can take away my anger. You can take away my addiction. You can take away my whatever, my lack of trust. If you wish, Lord, you can do it." Sometimes Jesus needs that expression of confident faith in order to make him act. He wants that. And again, it's not based on your feelings. It's based on your beliefs. Exercising faith, even when your stomach tells you that it's impossible. Sometimes it's hard to do that. Sometimes we want to feel it before we offer that expression. But why don't you try that today? "Lord, if you wish, you can fix this. You can make this better in some way. I believe it, Lord. I don't feel it, but I believe it." And keep praying like that. That's a powerful prayer. Remind yourself if you have to. "I'm about to pray now." This prayer is going to make a difference. You know, sometimes you have to tell yourself that. Talk to the Lord. "Lord, I believe this prayer will make a difference. I might not feel it, but I believe it." We have documented proof that that's effective. Give it a try. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next time.